So we'll do some laws of the 9 days. Today is Rosh Chodesh Av. We start the 9 days. Us Ashkenazim have a custom, dates back to the days of the Second Temple, that from Rosh Chodesh Av, we don't eat meat, we don't do laundry, we don't wear new clothing, we don't make a blessing of Shehecheyanu, we don't shower for pleasure. If a person is not clean and they want to cleanse themselves because they feel not clean, so they could do that. But under such circumstances, you do that in lukewarm water, water that's like body temperature, not that it's pleasant and warm, but that it's it doesn't have to be freezing, just like body temperature. And you stay in the water as long as necessary to be clean and not longer than that. If a person goes to mikveh every Friday and on every Shabbos, he could go this Friday as well. What else don't we do? We don't listen to music. We don't make weddings. We don't buy new clothing. We don't wear new clothing. And in general, we take a little bit of time to think about the distraction. The whole idea of not doing laundry is don't distract yourself. Think about the fact that there was a destruction and you have to think about it and enter a thought process of mourning. We are a generation that likes to be happy and we stay away from sad thoughts. But you know what? The whole concept of mourning is that you cherish something. When you take time to mourn over something, part of what's happening is you come to the realization, hey, that was important to me and I miss it. So part of what we're doing during these 9 days is we're developing an appreciation where the world was, where the world should be, how are we supposed to improve in order to get to that point of having a temple again? And that involves fixing what destroyed the temple. If the temple was destroyed for baseless hatred, so that means maybe I have to make up with my roommate, my sibling, my parent, my uncle, my grandparent. There are people who we are not on the best terms with, and we have to think, wait, I have to bring back peace to Klal Yisrael. If the way back to building a temple is to destroy the sinat chinam, that baseless hatred, so now is the time. And that's why mourning is not about let's get all depressed and then we'll find a good excuse. No, there was a temple, there was a source of unity between the Jewish people and the Jewish people and their creator. Now we don't have it. So how do we build it back? And that appreciation, that's what mourning is about. I show an appreciation for what was lost. Yes, Amir. Everything we discussed so far was for Ashkenazim.
Yeah,
yes.
Music also a cappella.
So I don't know why people are looking for leniencies. I'm just answering.
Okay.
A person could argue that a cappella, that when one is using one's voice, that's not the music that was prohibited. And I couldn't argue against it, but I would wonder why that's necessary. If a person feels like he's going to get depressed, so a person has states in his life. Sometimes a person has a difficult time in his life and he needs the music not to get depressed, no problem. Just like a person that's fighting with depression should eat meat and eat his regular diet, and that's fine. We don't play games with that. But under normal circumstances, I don't know why we have to look for that leniency. Technically, halachically, a cappella is mutter. Realistically, correct behavior, a person shouldn't be looking for the leniencies necessarily at this time of year.